The council meeting open at 4:01, 3 PM. And acknowledge the Noongar people as the traditional custodians of the land and pay respects to elders past and present, as well as the pioneering families who shaped the Corrigan area into a thriving community we enjoy today. Councillors, staff and members of the public are advised that the council meeting is being recorded for future publications. I approve the request from Councillor Hickey to join the meeting via electronic means. Councillor Hickey, can you confirm that you can maintain confidentiality for the meeting? Thank you. Right. Attendance, apologies, leave of absence. We have two members of the public present today. Declarations of interest. I have one here for agenda item 8.3.1 from Mrs. Manton, who owns property on the other side of the road reserved to the land parcel, which is subject to the agenda item. Any more declarations of interest? Right, public question time. Do we have any questions, comments, statements from our two students?
I haven't got any questions, but I am concerned from that Hightown.
Sorry?
Hightown group.
That's questions only. Okay.
Well, I'd like to see that my last question at Shire look into it and support Tiny Towns. I do.
Okay, thank you.
Trying to get some numbers.
Okay, I'm quite sure that the Shire do support the Tiny Towns, and it's probably advertising, reaching out to the community for other members, for people who would be interested in joining the group.
Yep.
Questions? Thank you. Memorials. Shire have been notified that Patricia Trimbo, Rex Baker, Marlene Richards and Roger George have passed away since the last council meeting. Is there any others that people are aware of? Like noting. We do not have any petitions, deputations, presentations or submissions. Right, confirmation of minutes. 7.1 previous council meeting, 7.1.1 ordinary council meeting. Have I somebody who would like to move the recommendation? Councillor Taplett, seconder. Councillor Dyer. Do you have any comments, Councillor Taplett?
No.
Councillor Dyer? Any other councillors have comments? Okay, who's for the officer's recommendation? That'd be seven carried, seven. Yes. Eight. Matters requiring a council decision, corporate and community services, accounts for payment. We have an officer's recommendation that council receives the list of accounts paid during the month of February as per attached schedule of payments and has summarised below. Could I have someone to move that, please? Councillor Leach, seconder. Councillor Smith. Councillor Leach, do you have any comments? Councillor Smith. Any other councillors have any comments that we should make? Right, all in favour? Seven. monthly financial report. The report provides council with monthly financial report for the month ending the 28th of February 2026. I will ask Mrs. Henry, does she have any comments she wishes to?
Well, at this time, it's as written.
Officer's recommendation. Can have someone move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Dyer, seconder. Councillor Hickey. Councillor Dyer, do you have any comments? Councillor Hickey, do you have any comments? All in favour? 7. 8.2 Governance and Compliance, Code of Conduct for Council Members, Committee Members and Candidate Policy Update. It's a basic summary. Council is requested to endorse the updated Code of Conduct for Council Members, Committee Members and Candidate Policies to ensure compliance with recent amendments to the prescribed Model Code of Conduct under the Local Government Model Code of Conduct Regulation 21. Right, can I have someone move the officer's recommendation? Councillor Talbot, seconder. Councillor Leach. Councillor Talbot, do you have any comments?
So very straightforward.
Thank you. Councillor Leach. Right, any other councillors wish to comment? Right, all in favour? 7 seconds. 8.2.2, vulgar consultation, election, voting and frequencies. Council is asked to provide feedback on electoral voting and frequencies to inform the WA Local Government Association, WALGA, advocacy position to the state government. Right, we have Mrs. Manton, would you like to make any comments?
The item there has presented provides an opportunity for councillors to either support or not support compulsory voting in local government elections and either support or not support the introduction of the full spill elections every 4 years to replace that current situation where half the positions become vacant every 2 years.
Now, do I have someone who would like to move a motion, please? If we can do them one at a time. Or would you do both together?
I'll move to support the compulsory voting.
Councillor Dyer moves to support compulsory voting in local governments in Western Australia. Do I have a seconder? So would you like to do them separately or together, Councillor Dyer?
I'd move in support of both.
Okay. So Councillor Dyer has moved the number one support compulsory voting in local government elections in Western Australia and two supports the introduction of full spill elections every 4 years to replace the current system whereby half the positions are elected every 2 years. Yes, sorry, do I abstain? So Councillor Dyer has moved that. Do I have a seconder, please? So the motion lapses. Do we have someone who would like to move an alternative motion, please. Councillor Leach.
I'd like to do an alternative motion that I do not support the compulsory voting local government elections for Western Australia, and two, I do not support the introduction of full spill elections every 4 years to replace the current system whereby half the positions are elected every 2 years.
Wait. So, Councillor Leach has moved an alternative motion that reads, does not support compulsory voting in local compulsory. I need a seconder, please. Councillor Talbot. Oh, all of you. Yeah. So we have a seconder. Councillor Leach, would you like to speak on this motion, please?
The reason that I've raised this motion is because it is actually hard to make a decision based on local government as a whole. But for Corrigan, I feel like it's important that we get people to vote who want to vote, that understand the responsibility of council and the people that they're voting for. Also too, we've had several situations where council is actually a very big responsibility and very time consuming, and some people do come into council and due to circumstances it has changed, so it has actually benefited us having the 2 year re-elections, even though it has actually fallen upon our elections, but going down the track it may not. Yes, so that's why I'd like to pass this motion.
Councillor Talbot. I concur with Councillor Leach. I think all those are really valid points. I'd like to see it maybe that I think the smaller band councils, three and four, are different almost to the metropolitan, the one and two. But I think for how the system works now, it works really well for some country councils. So it's my question.
Thank you. Any other councillors wish to make a comment? Councillor Hickey?
Thank you, Councillor Hickey. Any other councillors wish to? Yes, Councillor Dyer.
Well, the points have been brought up and they're valid and I understand them. I personally support compulsory voting primarily because it ensures that we get people from all different demographics, all different ages, classes, religions, races, everything. You get a much broader spectrum of people that are going to be voting, and ensuring that their interests are represented. And for the full spill elections, I support them being every 4 years that all seats are up, primarily because if, as a local government area, the community believes that the council that's currently there isn't doing the job that they believe that they should be, I feel that the community should be able to replace it in its entirety. I don't see it being very common at all that you'd end up with all councillors going at the same time. It's only going to be if something's going horrifically wrong, and if something's going horrifically wrong, then the community should be able to vote all of those people out at the same time, or at least have the opportunity to vote all out at the same time.
Thanks, Councillor Dyer. Any other councillors wish to
Right, so mover, would you like to speak to close the debate?
I stand by my regime.
Okay, we'll put it to a vote, the motion. All those for the motion as it stands, that Councillor Leach has proposed, against, 6-1. Point 2.3, 2025/2026 budget reviews. The purpose of this report is to present the 2025/2026 mid-year review, assess the Shire's financial position as of the 28th of February 2026, and evaluate its performance from the 1st of July 2025 to the 28th of February 2026 in relation to the adopted annual budget and projected outcomes for the remainder of the financial year. Mrs. Henry, would you like to speak, highlight any areas or speak?
Yes, please. Yes, I will. Thank you. So we exactly have sat down and reviewed the current budget. As you're aware, our budget, doing the budget is next to 50% by the review for this year. The budget review allows us to assess where we're at with things. So we've gone through and adjusted as we see fit, and we'll continue to monitor to 32. And we most likely bring another little score of view back at 32, especially around our rise of blocks. It was estimated we were only going to sell 4 this financial year, but it was awesome. So the current, and one of the things that the auditors pick up on is your ins and outs of your tax returns, that needs to be exact, and council needs to adopt that. So hence why we've done it as of what was that 20th of February, so bring back the exact amounts which we should know by June. We have up the estimated figure for the the estimated figure at time for people the financial assistance, or always right federal, but except for the financial assistance grant, that we get, we only estimated it and we did it as of what, the 2025 year, but we've got a little bit more, so we had that income. We also LRCI phase 2 projects that were done, they were done like 23 financial year. We did only receive one portion of that funding, so that was just a reverse, but we had that bank for that, so that was just an extra little bit of income which helped the money that we need to find. We had some other funding that to do with drought funding and fire mitigation, which council involved in a previous council meeting in regards to when we needed to reimburse the money back to DFIRS to do with drought funding and fire mitigation. So that's allowed us to be able to counteract those. We've did some adjustments to some of the road project expenditure. So regional road group, the Whitcomb Road has gone over a little bit in budget due to traffic management and other small things. Use some regional road groups that we're able to go to the 2040 annual request to get extra funding for that. So we've made the adjustments in budget for that. We had advised with our race recovery funding that we were supposed to be getting about $600,000. But the latest update is that actually we've reduced about $100,000 less. But they said if we've already started and planned projects, but with the Doyle Road, we've sort of removed that because at this stage gravel is one of the biggest issues about using gravel. So we'll reassess that and include Doyle Road and probably the 2627 race recovery projects. CREC emergency backup generator, the grant wasn't approved, so we've all funding and expenditure out. But I believe pro-Rocktane will reassess and go back and try for that grant. That sort of went in and out, which will also, because we'd also put a little bit of funding back, we get a little bit of our expenditure, which helped us towards the deficit that I had to find. The Barry Hall, I guess we know you put $150,000 into the budget. The cost of plan came back at about $800,000, so, which, yeah, so, we've left $50,000 in there for the remaining of the budget, just you know, over the next few months, we'll look at budget and what we'll do. But that allows us to really go back and get more concept plans, go for more consultants, because those need to be part of the capital work as well. And then, yeah, if we want to put more into the budget for next year, but yeah, so pulling that 100, we're not going to spend it, but we need to find the deficit. We can't pay that. That's for some SS funding, and then yeah, just making sure that we wanted to get some covered area over the barbecue at Road Park. We've gone out and had a look at some quotes, but the quotes coming in from the range of about 20,000 to about 8,000. So I guess as we always say, when the governments get a little bit extra put on when we go to quotes, so And we assessed about the occupant safety equipment, not to purchase it within the Shire this year and look at it maybe for furniture, but we'll go to contractors instead to do some of our spraying and spraying like that. So it's harsh reach areas and like the standards. And then just ensuring our transfers are up to date. Because as I said, the auditors like to look at what we exactly do. But for now, we are making sure the land subdivision reserve includes the extra blocks that we've sold. The we have a reserve, like a lead reserve or employee entitlement reserve that is for future, like for instance, I've bought. If people go and leave and we need to pay their like all sorts of things like that, which we've had a couple of employees leave that have been here for a long time that we didn't account for in our budget planning. And the plant replacement, as I mentioned lots of times, we have that reserve for if something breaks down, we have a plan for it. So our pool cleaner broke down, was budgeted to get replaced back next year, but it broke down a year early, so we needed to get it. So I think that's it.
Okay. Thank you. Could I have someone to move the officer's recommendation, please?
I'll just like that too.
Oh, Councillor Smith, sorry. Seconder? Councillor Leach? Councillor Smith, do you have any comments? Councillor Leach?
I'd just like to thank Mrs. Henry and her team for always keeping the council in the loop with what's happening with the budget, anything that's coming up, any changes. Her reporting is very good and informative for our meetings, and also its compliance is a really hard thing for the audit committee, and it's a reflection last year of how efficient the team is in applying with the audit risk team. So I just want to thank you and your team for the excellent job that you do.
Thank you. Any other councillors wish to comment? This item? So can I have who voting for this motion? 7-0. Works 8.3 works and services.
So this item I've declared proximity interest. As the owner of land to the north lot, 8428, and the subject of this item.
Asks the council to consider the acquisition of land from local landholders associated with the road widening of Ballarin Road and Lomas South Road. We do have our... It's in the attachments of the area that needs to be reimbursed back to, not reimbursed, but to be changed so that the landholders involved will be recuperated with the amount of money they are owed. I think this has happened many years ago, and it's only recently, and I think a farm sale, that it became evident that things were quite correct, taking land back there. Mrs. Manton, could you comment? No, as written. Okay, I think you've all read through it. I would like to ask someone to move the officer's recommendation. We have three parts to this. So have I got someone who would like to move this motion? Councillor Talbot, seconder. Councillor Dyer. Councillor Talbot, do you have any comments?
I think these things happen terribly over in Santa There's other examples of it happening. And usually the landowners are quite reasonable. You know, they've been using the land anyway, so I think it's we can negotiate compensation. I think that would be it's a win-win, so I think it's appropriate that we negotiate it, and we'll leave that up to the CEO. So, yeah.
Councillor Dyer, do you have any comments?
No, I agree. That historically used their land when we shouldn't have them. Should be fairly compensated.
Anybody else got any comments, councillors? Okay, all in favour?
7.
Yep. 9. Chief Executive Officer's report. Do you have any more comments that you would like to make? President's report. A lot has been happening. We had another successful coffee with councillors just recently, so we will continue that on the first Tuesday of each month. Attended a Road Rock meeting and dinner on the 5th of March at Narrabee. From the 10th to the 12th of March, we had the medical students here, and I'd like to thank the host families for having these students. To Stan White, who was their bus driver for the week, and I was quite humbled in the reflections that the students gave about our town and what they had learned from being in our town, that we're run by volunteers. I think they were just couldn't believe that we in the country give our time to volunteer to all these different organisations. So I think it was a very successful event. Councillor Dickinson hosted several, I don't know if he's got a comment that you'd like to make about it or.
Just to reiterate that they are very appreciative of our time, and particularly my team. The students that I looked after when they turned up down for the fire brigade to see them there, because I hadn't mentioned anything to them, they were quite worried. Yeah, basically that the town is predominantly of these associations and organisations of the town are run by volunteers. So they actually reiterated the fact to my students that the Origin Subcentre was our number one backbone of our volunteering in Origin, because it's utilised by many, and even though you don't want to call on it, they're going to be the first people you call in a medical need. So they were very humble to think that that's what happens in rural areas.
Councillor Talbot, do you have any?
Yeah, I agree. This is the second year that we've hosted and had three lovely girls young. And I think even though we're not the best time
in terms of showing off our farms or our town in terms of if we dry and dusty. But they all show great enthusiasm and ask those questions. And I think my only thing would be it would be great if we could. I think everybody ends up at the pub on Wednesday night, and I think like if we could formalise that almost and just like book it, like and have, because I think it's great that they want to go and see that there is, and we're showing them that there is a social life. And every year it's like Jack the Joker, obviously, dying, but it's kind of like our girls sort of, you know, we'd organise dinner, but then they decided they wanted to go. And I think everybody else is grouped in, and there was sort of a few, some people get a bit stuck with their plans, because if you're on a farm, it's a bit tricky, like cook dinner or whatever. But I think it'd be great if we could suggest maybe for next year that we right at the start talk about it and go, let's book a few tables at the pub and make it like, because it's actually, you know, one of like a really good way for them to see that young people do go out and have a social life. So I think that's good. And I think too, when we advertise and try and get new people, I think I don't think a lot of people realise what they're up for, and that it's actually not that onerous. You're just really flying a bed and, you know, one meal. Like, and I just think somehow we need to get it out there to different people. But it was a really good experience. And, look, I've bucked into people in Perth when relatives have been having surgery who have come out and done the immersion and have gone, oh, I came out there. So I think it does actually give them a really good understanding of, your community. So, I think it's great.
And that's one point that Mrs. Hanton brought up, to say, you know, one day, you know, you may be in a hospital and there's a country person and you can relate to them because you've had that experience. But I found one of the most touching things was one young girl that stayed with Di and Norm Talbot, Norm and Di taking them out to the farm, and she said, I'm in awe of how passionate, you know, Norm was about the farm and what makes him happy, like this time of the year, you know, when it doesn't rain, it doesn't, you know, make him happy, but when it rains and, you know, it makes him happy. That new growth, and she was really quite, you know, sincere in what she had to say. It was really neat. And I felt as a community there, what they spoke about our community was amazing. And I felt quite humbled to be there to hear all their stories about that. So a real success story. So thank you to those host families who had that, and particularly Stan White for giving his time to drive around for 3 days. You've been fuel issues, have spoken with fuel companies, and we did do a Shire media release statement last week just regarding that. Attended the regional road group meeting in Wickapen, that first meeting so things to hear on that. And as I mentioned, I had the team's meeting with the Rorock Advisory Group for Housing on Monday. And I feel that we're getting places and various meetings with the CEO. And I'd just like to thank the councillors for their continued support. But I feel I'll be well supported going forward. So thank you for that. Any comments, questions? Yes.
A bit of a follow-on from that road meeting, main roads meeting, that I went to on Friday. Tomorrow I'm going to Frischwald to pick up the crash trailer that has a crash vehicle to display. So I'll be bringing that back a little late on tomorrow from Frischwald to put on display here. So we've really got to discuss where do we want to put it.
Do they have the speed signs available at all?
It's just a crash view trade.
I think they do have some speed signs.
Oh, they donate for a shot.
No, but I think
through.
We can actually apply to have it. It might be a good thing to have together.
But if anyone's got a particular spot they think it should be put in, my first thought was to put it down underneath the big windmill, as you, that crossroad there. UTEC was one of my first thoughts. So I'm happy to put it there for a week and then move it to another spot for a week, but whatever. But yeah, I think the thoughts not his.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Dickinson. I think we'll discuss that after the meeting, the location, if we'd like to see that. Any other councillors have any?
At the beginning of the month, we were visited by the member of Westbelt, Lockie Hunter.
Oh, yes.
Glenn Hunter. So, yeah, it was great. He came, listened to our thoughts and ideas and he's trying to advocate hard for the freight route network funding. So that was good to kind of stress the importance to him. But in our community, we've got lots of events going on, which is great to see, because Gary and I are the tourism representatives of the town. So it's great to see we've got the triathlon coming up, we've got the Dusty Boots Festival over Easter, and the Speedways coming up. So it's great to see these events coming into town and seeing our town so active and having people coming in the highway and coming into our town. And yeah, it's just, it takes a lot of time, planning and energy. And we appreciate all the groups that do all that for our town. It's good because we can go and report back to other towns. We're doing this and we're doing that, so it's great. Yeah.
Thank you. Any other? Yes, Councillor Talbot.
I just agree with the robot dinner. It's great. I just wonder, there wasn't a lot of support from the other councils, non-committee members attending that. I'm just wondering if that's been the case for the last few years. I don't know. It was a bit disappointing, I thought, from other councils that weren't there for narrowing. So, I think we had a few councillors that were able to attend, so it was good. I don't know if there's any way we can suggest another format, or I'm not sure. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Take that on board. Right. There's no urgent business. Information bulletin. There was a joint RORock statement from when the three rocks attended a conference in Perth. A nice thank you letter from the Bulyee community, thanking you for the support they received from us. And then just the quarterly service report. On that to check out the Walga training, because we're all entitled to do that. I am next week attending President and Mayor's meeting in Perth, so we'll get to meet the new President of Walga, as Karen Chappell, who has finished her term as President of Walga, and I felt she did an outstanding job. And I would like to see perhaps a thank you note sent to her for her dedication and service, to local government in the past two years, I think it was. And nice to see we do have a president that is mayor from City of Stirling, and the vice president is St. Antonio, who's president of the Walga. So it's just nice to go and hear what his thoughts are, how country regions are going to fit into having a president. But I did hear him speak previously and was very impressed with the way he spoke. Right, next meeting. Oh, I don't think we have any longer in central zone motions. Next meeting, ordinary council meeting on the 21st of April 2026 at 4 p.m. And I'll declare the meeting closed at 4:42. Okay. Thank you all for your